This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam everywhere, جزاكم الله خيرا for being consistent with us on this blessed day of Ramadan. Watching with us, inshallah ta'ala, wherever you are, jazakumullah khair for joining. And this is another episode of Lifestyle. The intention is to bring the practices of the early generations, to bring the practices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concepts and beautiful teachings that unfortunately is less practiced. It is, alhamdulillah, still practiced, but we wanted to collectively, inshallah, bring it into our life. This is the main intention behind this program. So we are broadcasting from all the way from Australia, alhamdulillah, on various Facebook pages, Wael Ibrahim page, Live Deen, Connect Institute Karachi, and Connect Institute Global. And looking forward, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, to see more people watching the episodes and sharing so that we can also share the reward together, inshallah. Today, as the episode is being titled, Ar-Rida or Contentment, another manner. In fact, many of the scholars have described and have written really large volumes on the concept called ar-rida or contentment. And in fact, they said this is one of the acts of worship, but it's not a ritualistic, physical act of worship, but rather heartly act of worship. So this is something occurred deep inside one's heart, contentment, to be happy and satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us. First and foremost, alhamdulillah for the ni'mah, for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us. We have to acknowledge the ni'am, the blessings, the favors that Allah had given us, subhanallah, and the best of all is the blessing of Islam. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, who blessed us with the greatest favor of all time, and that is the great favor of Islam, the greatest favor of Iman, alhamdulillah, that Allah had granted us yet another opportunity to observe Ramadan. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the ability to stand throughout the nights of Ramadan in Taraweeh and Qiyamul Layl. Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah who granted us the ni'mah, the ability to recite and to read and to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His words, through the Quran. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My brothers and sisters in Islam, no one wanted to be sad in life. No one wanted to be sad. In fact, human beings at large are addicted to something called mood alteration. When we experience sadness, we wanted to be happy. When we experience anger, we wanted to be calm. When we experience what is known as negative, you know, emotion, we wanted to alter that to something we think or we assume to be positive. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I said that many times, but it's worth the repetition. There is no such thing as negative emotions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these set of emotions for you to feel them. So anger, sadness, whatever else that you think is negative is not actually negative. It is something that you need to experience at one point in life. How could you be happy hearing about the passing of your loved ones? How can that be possible? So rather than being happy, we say that be content, even if the situation is a bit negative. So we are all entitled to the internal experiences called emotions. We're all entitled to that, but we have to accompany them by what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no doubt about it that everyone is addicted to altering their mood when they are sad. So once you are sad, what do you want? You want to be happy. My brothers and sisters in Islam, today's episode is an invitation to, instead of making a goal in life to be happy, rather make a decision, a conscious choice to be content, to be satisfied, to be pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided upon you. even if it may appear to you as something negative. Subhanallah al-Azim. Even if it appears to be something negative. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, many a times we look around us and we see people having this and having that, having these cars, these homes, these clothing, these mobile phones, whatever possessions that other people have on hand, we wanted to have them. We have that eye of, I wish, you know, they have more money and that's why they are enjoying life, but I don't. But if I have the means, I would have loved to have what they have. Subhanallah, one of the things that the Prophet ﷺ taught us and we wanted to bring back into our lives, inshallah, is that content heart with whatever you already have instead of looking out and looking to other people and what they possess. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said what? Look at those who have less than you instead of looking, and do not look at those who have more than you. Why? Because it will make you grateful. It will make you appreciating the blessings that Allah had already given you. It will make you appreciative of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already given you. But when you look at those who have more fortunes than you, then you will be depressed. You will feel down about everything that you already have, subhanAllah. And no matter how much you have, the more you look at those who have more than you, you will want to have more than what you already have. And then not only that, but you will become discontent, despondent. You'll become depressed with what you have. And if that's the case, Allah will take what you have and will never give you what you wanted. Subhanallah al-Azim. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kanat ad-dunya hammu." That if this dunya is your major concern, if this dunya is your major concern, what will happen? جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place poverty in between your eyes, meaning wherever you look, you will not be satisfied. You will feel like you have nothing. Poverty will be placed in front, right in front of your very eyes. So wherever you look, where upon every direction you look, you will feel like you don't have what you deserve. Subhanallah al-Azim. But on the opposite, وَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلِ. Yani the continuation of this hadith, not only that Allah will place poverty in between your very eyes, that you will be looking at it every direction, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disorganize your affairs. You will not be able to achieve anything. Things will be really disorganized in your life. وَلَمْ يَأْتِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهُ. And nothing will come to you from this dunya except that which Allah had already destined. So whether you are sad, despondent, angry at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the case may be, you will never be given anything other than what Allah already had destined for you. On the other side, the flip coin of that hadith, mashallah, tabarakallah, وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةِ وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةِ هَمُّ. And whosoever, the hereafter has become his major concern. So you're working here to achieve a greater reward on the day of judgment. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. Allah will make his richness in his heart. That's contentment now. That's the contentment that we are talking about. Even in the middle of disasters around you, you will feel peaceful inside. You will feel like cool. Yeah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. You will feel like, alhamdulillah, I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done whatever he has done for a reason. That's contentment. وَجَمَعَ لَهُ شَمْلُ. And Allah will gather your affairs together in an organized manner. وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ. And the entire world will come to him. The entire dunya, whatever desire you have, whatever things that you have asked Allah for in the past, will come to you. وَهِيَ رَاغِمَ. Unwillingly, meaning Allah will bring it to you by force, even if the dunya itself doesn't want to come to you. Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah al-Azim. So this is what we wanted to bring to our life, my brothers and sisters. Don't ever make happiness your goal. Rather, make a conscious decision, a conscious choice to be content and to be happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destined for you. And that's why, like one aspect of the contentment our ulama taught us, that One aspect of it is to be happy and satisfied and content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you were born in this country or that country. You look dark or you look fair. You look, you have a position of that type or that type. Whatever the case may be, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed you, you must be pleased with Him. That's why, subhanAllah al-Azim, we say what? Raditu billahi rabban. I accept. I am pleased with Allah as my Rabb, as my Lord. And I'm pleased with Islam as my deen, as my way of life that governs my life. And I am pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my prophet and messenger. When you are pleased and content with Allah, with Islam, with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah azim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? Dha qata'am al-iman. The person who is pleased with Allah as his Rabb, and Islam as his religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his prophet, he had tasted the true sweetness of faith. Dha qata'am al-iman. The real taste of iman will be tasted by those people who accept Allah as their Lord and Muhammad as their prophet, and of course Islam as our deen. Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deenan wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyan. My brothers and sisters, we are talking here about the foundations of the deen. These three aspects of our religion is actually the foundation. It's called usul al-deen. These are the three things that we will be questioned about in the grave. Who is your Rabb? Who is your Lord? Allah is my Rabb. What is your religion? Islam is my religion. Who is this man who was sent to you? Who was, you know, sent to teach you that religion? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the man. These are the foundations of the deen. If you're not satisfied with them, you have actually demolished the entire deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Another aspect of the rida, of the contentment in Islam, is to be content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His qadr. The qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is one of the pillars of iman, to believe in the qadr, khayrihi wa sharri, the good of it, and what may appear to you as evil. Because qadarullah kulluhu khayr, the qadar of Allah, everything of it, whatever you may perceive, is good. Sometimes we don't know the wisdom behind things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala execute, but the rule is the qadar of Allah, all of it, from A to Z, from the day you were born to the day you will meet Him back again, inshallah ta'ala, everything He had destined upon you is absolutely good. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna عظم الجزاء من عظم البلاء." That the higher the difficult the test, the harder the test, the higher the reward. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you through His destiny, His qadr, in any manner, the more you demonstrate contentment and patience, the more you'll be elevated in the reward. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "عجباً لأمر المؤمن." What an amazing affair the believer is always demonstrating and displaying. Inna kulla amrahu kulluhu khayr. Indeed, all his affairs for him is absolutely good, is absolutely beautiful. When you are afflicted with calamities, you are patient and it is good for you. And when you are receiving good news, you are thankful and grateful and it is too good for you, subhanAllah al-Azim. And that does not happen for anyone except the believers. So these qualities, patience when you are tested, contentment when you are tested, when you are tried by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gratefulness when you are rewarded in this dunya. These are the two qualities of the believers. Gratefulness and contentment, patience and perseverance. Subhanallah al-Azim. Another thing regarding al-rida is to fully accept the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To fully accept what Allah had revealed in the Quran, what Allah had revealed through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you. The entire religion of ours, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is revolved around al-rida, submission, contentment with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us. That's why Allah said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطْوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Oh, you who believe, enter into Islam wholeheartedly. Don't pick and choose. And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan, subhanAllah. In another beautiful ayah, in fact, it's a very scary ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by making an oath. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. No, by your Lord, they are not believers. They are not truly believers. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Until they make you, O Muhammad, the judge between whatever they have differed over. So when there are any dispute, they must make you, O Muhammad, the final judge. وَلَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَّجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتُ. So, and after that, they do not find any discomfort in their hearts about what you have judged the matter with. So whatever you judged, whatever you came up with as a judgment, they should never feel any discomfort in their heart about your judgment. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And on the top of that, they must do so with complete submission. With complete submission, no jokes about it. This is something very serious. Allah is taking an oath upon it by Himself, saying that they are not believers. They are not true believers, complete believers, until they make you, O Muhammad, the final judge in whatever they have differed over. So when you know that something is halal and something is haram from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, you must immediately surrender to these judgments, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Don't ever debate that which is already made halal. Don't ever debate that which was already established as haram. Once you start putting your own opinions, Islam is not based on your opinion. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam is not about I believe, I think, I feel, I guess. Islam is based on true, authentic knowledge. Accept that, and this is part of your contentment. And when you do that, when you go through that process of complete contentment and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَسَوْفَ يَعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah will give you much more than what you have thought of until you are fully satisfied, fully contented. So you are content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make you please with whatever He had provided you. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah make us among those people. You know, it's something you have to think about it this way. Allah is our creator, the most knowledgeable, Al-Aleem, the most wise, Al-Hakim. Then why should you argue about anything that He had destined upon you? If you go to a doctor and the doctor told you, take this medicine, it will make you better. Take it 3 times after these meals, or every 6 hours, or every 12 hours. We never argued with the doctors because we trust them that they are people of knowledge. They have studied for many, many years to, you know, medications and surgeries and whatnot. Why? To save lives. So we surrender. We go to the surgery room. What do we do? Do we argue with the doctors? Do we suggest anything? Do we comment? No. Why would you argue with the master of the day of judgment, Allah, who created you and I, my brothers and sisters in Islam? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Those who believe, fully believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His power and do righteous deeds, those are the best of all mankind. جَزَاؤُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن. The ayah states that those who believe and do righteous deeds, those are the best of mankind. What will be the rewards with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? جنات عدن, gardens in Eden. تجري من تحتها الأنهار, the rivers will be running, flowing beneath these جنات, subhanallah. خالدين فيها أبدا, they will abide in those جنات, in those gardens forever. Radiallahu anhum, Allah is pleased with them, and they too are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why all of that? Dhalika, for who? What qualities these people had? Dhalika liman khashiya rabba, because they feared their Lord. They feared that day. They feared His punishment. They feared the grave. They feared death. Dhalika liman khashiya rabba. They feared Allah so much, that's why they surrender to everything that He had destined upon them. And on the day of judgment, Allah will show them that He is too pleased with them. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. May Allah make us among those people who will hear these words from Allah directly, inshallah. Oh, good soul. Oh, tranquil soul. ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. Come back to your Lord. Return back to your Lord. راضية with complete contentment, satisfaction, pleasure. مرضية, and you look now so pleasing to everyone. You are looking pleasing to everyone. So you're not only pleased with what Allah had given you at the end, you are too looking so pleasing to everyone. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Enter with my slaves, my righteous slaves. وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. And enter my garden, enter my Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and we'll end with this inshallah, مَنْ قَالَ حين يسمع المؤذن. Whosoever said after he hear the muadhin. So once the adhan is finished, whoever said the following words, لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد رسولا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whosoever said after he hear the muadhin, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. He is alone, he's, he owns the kingdom, there is no partner whatsoever to him. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا. I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, as my Rabb. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. And with Islam as my religion. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا وَرَسُولًا. And with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a prophet and a messenger. What will happen to him? Every time you hear the adhan, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All your sins will be forgiven. My brothers and sisters in Islam, ask yourself today, am I satisfied with who I am? Am I pleased with what Allah had given me? Am I pleased with where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed me? Am I pleased with my wife? Am I pleased with my husband? Am I pleased with my children? Am I pleased with my income? Am I pleased with my color, with my appearance? Am I pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined me with? If you are not, return back to Allah in repentance. Accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's destiny. Accept Islam as your only way of life. Purely, sincerely for his sake, accept Muhammad as the ultimate guide in this dunya, inshallah ta'ala, and things will be better, and things will be absolutely pleasing to you, inshallah, until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day when there is no one will avail you, no one will help you except when you come to Allah with pure heart. Ameen, ameen. Jazakumullah khairan, my brothers and sisters in Islam. It was lovely having you once again. This is episode 9, Contentment al-Rida. Looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow, inshallah, with another concept that we wanted to bring to our life, inshallah, to make it our lifestyle until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget, please, to share this video. Just click share with your circles, inshallah, wherever you are. And don't forget to visit the Aware Academy YouTube channel and subscribe to it. بإذن الله. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.